Oh, no, if I could find one at a price point I could tolerate, I'd have one personally. But for now, I just have to suffer through, you know, as long as I'm working, I got one. Then I'll have to switch to my XDSs after that. But now, do you have anything on the 800 side programmed, or is that just unused potential?
So I do have some mass programming, just Macomb County. I'd like to put in Wayne County and Oakland County, but I haven't done that yet. And I don't know enough, really, honestly, to do it myself. I paid the guy that sold me the radio to do it, and I know it's kind of a gray area, and some people frown on it, but I trust this guy because he programs for... He worked the inauguration. He worked quite a bit of, you know, he programs public safety radios all the time, and he swears up and down that it won't affiliate and that all is well. And I've had really good luck with it. So I don't listen to it that often. I basically listen to it, you know, twice a week type of thing maybe, and just kind of see if things are kind of normal out there. And and then I mainly am monitoring analog repeaters and while I work, and that's pretty much what I do. But yeah, I do have the 7800 megahertz stuff in there. Nothing. I am working on my itinerant license. I want to get that just for, you know, the heck of it and just to mess with stuff. So I'm working on that. So I might, depending on what frequencies I get, I might have to put those in. But that's kind of a little bit different, I think, than what you're talking about.